for giving me this opportunity to present my work on hardlock cotton. Today I'll be speaking about the infection process of Fusarium verticillitis and hardlock cotton. As you have heard about the hardlock cotton from previous speakers, then also just I'd like to give a brief introduction to this disease. The healthy cotton balls, they are the balls which fluff out very easily in each of the locules, and the hardlock cotton balls, they do not fluff out with some discolorations. This disease can be seen when the flower gets open. Before that, we could not find the symptoms even in the plants. And this hardlock disease, it affects the yield but do not affect the quality of the fiber. As you have heard and seen this slide from the previous speaker, Dr. Mailhot, that hardlock is affected by the temperature. When there is a low temperature, cool temperature night, there is increase in the percentage hardlock. The problem of hardlock seems to be effect of the environment or the interaction of pathogens. Fungi seems to be associated with the symptom of the hardlock. There are a number of fungi has been isolated from it, but using the Koch postulate, Fusarium was found to be associated with the hardlock cotton. There was Fusarium-like structures were detected when they are associated with the hardlock of cotton when they were stained with the lactophenol blue. This cotton can be divided into five different types on the basis of symptoms. So on the basis of visual observation of the locules, we could divide it into five different types. That is healthy, slightly hardlocked, moderately hardlocked, highly hardlocked, and severely hardlocked. These hardlock and non-hardlock balls, they have variation in the seeds also. Non-hardlocks have solid seeds in their balls, whereas hardlock seeds, they have only few solid seeds, and most of the seeds are hollow. Number of seeds vary in the symptoms of balls, on the basis of the symptom of balls. The healthy balls, they have more than 30 seeds in a single ball, whereas severely hardlocked, they have 0 to 9 solid seeds in a single ball. There was a significant relationship was found between seed weight and type of symptoms between the solid seeds of different symptoms, balls showing different symptoms. People used to think that the ball rot and the hardlock to be the same problem, but ball rot and hardlock are different from each other. The ball rots are caused by the insect damage or pathogen activity during ball development, and hardlock is caused by the pathogen damage during bloom. Ball rots occur during wet weather, whereas hardlock is not associated with that. A number of fungi are involved for the ball rot, and whereas in case of the hardlock, Fusarium verticillitis was found to be involved. 2002 was said to be the hardlock year, and during that year, Marwa et al. Has worked on the different parts of the plants, spraying the fungicides. They did the nose spray, ball spray, bloom spray, and all spray. And they could find that during the bloom spray, there was reduction in the percent hardlock, and there was increase in yield. Many previous workers has worked on it, and they found that hardlock is believed to result from infection by Fusarium verticillitis at the time of bloom. As the earlier speaker, Dr. Mailhot, has told that temperature influence on the hardlock, that cool temperatures can delay anthesis, style is open to allow growth of pollen germ tubes until pollination occurs, after which it is closed, preventing entry. If cool temperatures delay pollination, that could increase the window of opportunity for pathogen entry. So on the basis of these studies, we hypothesized that the Fusarium enters through the stigma and passes through the style and goes to the ovule. On the basis of this, we inoculated the inoculum of Fusarium containing the macro and microconidia suspension, and we inoculated through the stigma into the plant. This is the picture of macro and microconidia of Fusarium with GFP It was taken under the fluorescent microscope, and this is the suspension containing the macro and microconidia was inoculated into the flower. This is the pollen with the conidia, and here you can see the conidial spores getting attached to the pollen, and we believe that as the pollen tubes germinate, the conidial germination follows the same pathway. This is the pictures of the cotton fibers with Fusarium GFP. The first picture you can see is the cotton fiber having the GFP, showing the fluorescence, whereas this one is with Fusarium GFP, and this picture is with yellow light, showing the autofluorescence of the plant. So there is a problem for the autofluorescence when you use the GFP using the fluorescent microscope. So for this, we use the PCR to detect and confirm our result. On the basis of our hypothesis, our objectives are based on to confirm that Fusarium verticilloides is the causal agent of hardlock by performing cause postulate, confirm mode of entry is through the flower, to determine the pathway of Fusarium using GFP. Fusarium verticilloides was tagged with GFP, and the culture was maintained in potato extract agar, and it was germinated in cotton seed agar at 30 degrees centigrade. The GFP study was done in the greenhouse, and 0.1 ml of GFP transformed Fusarium verticilloidal conidial suspension was inoculated on stigma of each flower before pollination on the day of the bloom. And the samples were collected after 48 hours from stigma, style, base of the style, ovary, and seed from 4, 6, 8, 10, 16, 20, 40, and 60 days after bloom. The samples collected were extracted using DNase plant miniket, and the GFP gene amplification was done at the annealing temperature 58 degrees centigrade for 50 seconds. And the PCR product was analyzed at 1.2% agar residual. The Fusarium was detected in stigma and style after 48 hours after inoculation of the Fusarium suspension in the flower, whereas base of the style and ovary, we could not detect the Fusarium. In 4 days, 6 day, 8 day, 10 day, and continuously till 6 day opening of the ball, we could detect the Fusarium in the seeds. But we can see here in 4 day seeds, there was only 10% detection in these samples. Whereas after 8 days to till opening of the flower, we could find more than 70% detection of the Fusarium. And it shows up the pathway of the Fusarium moving through from the ball in the during the ball maturation. This is the gel picture showing the presence of Fusarium in different flower parts and seeds. Here the positive marker was taken as the Fusarium with GFP. So on the basis of these studies, we can conclude that Fusarium verticilloides is a causal agent of hardlock. Severe hardlock is associated with the presence of compact locules and hollow seeds. Hardlock is associated with infection by Fusarium verticilloides through the flowers. Fusarium verticilloides was present in stigma, style at 48 hours, and in seeds at 4, 6, 8, 10, 16, 20, 40, and 60 days after bloom, showing the infection pathway through flower. This is the hardlock cotton team working on hardlock cotton. And before thanking, I'd like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated, United Phosphorus Incorporated, USDARS, and the State of Florida for funding and support of the project. Thank you. Sorry, if you can repeat the question. Autofluorescence. Yeah, because when we were looking at the yellow light, even then we can see the fluorescence there. But we tried to omit that light, and then we observed that there is, to confirm that result, then we did the PCR for the presence of the Fusarium.
Yeah, we really use the PCR to detect GFP. actually seeing the protein inside the fiber, okay, which is basically being pumped through the seed. What I saw, you have to look at closer, but I did not see, and I was looking very closely. If you think about this all the time, the fiber,
do you want to go back to that?
Yes.
You've got a slide that implies to me that we're seeing actually a physical movement of the organism through the middle of the lamella.
Okay, this one.
No, go back up there. If you look at that very closely, that one in the middle,
yes,
that is the organism moving inside the fiber.
That's not an exterior internal contamination.
If we increase the context, the contrast and the magnification, you will see it. They're pumping right up that fiber.
Yes. So this is one with the cotton fiber.
Yes.
And here we have inoculated externally, the second picture, sorry, this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fusarium. Externally, we inoculated into the cotton fiber to look the difference between the two.
That's most well.
Yeah, this is the original cotton fiber having the fusarium in it.
Yeah. The one on the right has multiplication. The one down here has appearance.
This
the one?
The one on the left,
yeah. the one that has, I think if that were blown up, you would actually see the organism inside the fiber. And there's no other way to get it in there. You have to break the exterior fiber to do that. It's coming through the seed. That's the finish.
Is this mature fiber?
Yes. Yes.
Many fungi will grow up the lumen of a cotton fiber. I don't think you thought of it.
From the seed. How else would you get it in there?
Well,
from
if you put fungal spores on a cotton fiber, they will penetrate the secondary walls and go to the lumen. And that's true of many, many fungi.
In one of the earlier talks, not all inoculated flowers develop hard loss. Was there any association between detection of the PCR product and what the symptomatology was of the bowls that you sampled? In other words, inoculated bowls that did not develop hard lock, was there a similar level of PCR product detected at
yes.
similar time?
Yes, it detected that also.
So it had no association with hard lock symptoms?
Probably there might be some, depending upon the percentage of fusarium present in it. And we have not detected that one, the percentage of fusarium analysis.
We would only see that if a 60-day-old seed,
yeah.
because everything else is being destructed from sample, which is one of the problems.
Yes. No, we only use a GFA marker for this.